I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
What's a man got to do to get some good barbecue? I've been all over this town, I've been up, I've been down, trying to determine where the wood smoke is burning, cause I got a Jones for rib bones.
I am a barbecue fanatic. Maybe it comes naturally from my Texas heritage, Texas being one of the capitals of barbecue culture. I'm always on the lookout for some good, authentic barbecue. I've traveled to Texas, Memphis, and Mississippi to satisfy my craving for the smoky, savory delicacy. Served on butcher paper with cornbread and coleslaw on the side, while blues music provides the perfect accompaniment. When I heard there was a new barbecue restaurant opening in Bemidji, I had to go check it out. Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue opened about a month and a half ago and is located on 3rd Street, just about a half a block from Paul and Babe. Jason Fozzie Schmidt and his wife Beth are the owners, and I started off by asking Jason, just what is barbecue?
That's a great question. Throwing a hot dog on the backyard on a 500-degree, 700-degree grill is not barbecue. Barbecue, in my opinion, is a offset cooking chamber where it's low and slow, where you're max cooking temperature never reads more than 300 degrees. So barbecue in general is, it has to be done with wood, preferably hardwood. Right now I use predominantly oak. I do like to use maple for the sweetness, but right now we use oak. It's low and slow for many, 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 many hours. And barbecue done right to me is almost a religion. To me, when you take a pork shoulder or briskets and you smoke it for 14, 15 hours and it's just not there yet, you don't turn the heat up to quickly serve a customer. You just let it ride. You do what you have to do. And to me, that's what barbecue is about.
I asked Jason how he learned to cook and specifically, how did he learn how to do barbecue?
It all started actually many, many years ago with my passion for cooking that I got from my great grandma. I remember standing alongside her stove while she was frying chicken. Those are my very first memories of cooking. Honestly, I kind of learned on my own. You know, in Northern Minnesota, a lot of people cook whole hogs, and everybody's like, can you do it? I'm like, yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, at that time, I went to a public library, what temperature should pork be served at? You know, and I thought, well, if I can get the meat to that temperature and not burn it, I did well. And that's where it started. I was 17 years old, and then from there, you know, I always loved to cook. I always loved to cook for people. That's where the passion started.
Fozzie's Barbecue began as a food truck about 5 years ago, and they still operate the truck. And I asked about the transition from food truck to restaurant and the atmosphere of the restaurant.
Well, we kind of, from the food truck to the restaurant, it was a natural progression. It was very easy, in a sense, to take the leap into the restaurant, to the brick and mortar, because we did the food truck for 5 years. And we found that on paper we were successful. And a lot of other professionals, business owners, and bankers really encouraged us to move into this building. And we've only now been here a little over a month and a half, not even a month and a half. And it's been a whirlwind of experience. You really learn a lot about yourself. Our first week, I never, ever experienced the demand, the stress of what it takes to run a restaurant. Beth and I, when we were talking about this and we knew that we were good moving into a brick and mortar, we said the entire time, we'll be fine if we can maintain the integrity of the food truck. And that goes with the food, meeting somebody with a smile. Beth working at that window, and when I was working in that cutting station, that food truck, our routine of how we interact and how we did with the community was very natural for us. And now to pass that knowledge down to our employees, the knowledge of, you know, back to the recipes, you know, maintaining the integrity of food, maintaining that integrity with, you know, with the consumer is absolutely key. And that is the hardest part, you know, try to get our passion and our hearts to our employees to pass it on to the customers. We are family first and foremost, and we try to aim for a family-based restaurant that has a bar. But our atmosphere, I try to aim for that. You know, you walk in and you hear blues, you know, fun staff who greet you warmly. You know, we just want to create, I remember when I was talking to people, I want to create a culture of barbecue within our restaurants. And that's what kind of aim for, is that just down home, southern, northern Minnesota friendly, that meets southern hospitality, that, you know, where whether somebody from, you know, that hardcore consumer barbecue fanatic from Texas can walk in to, you know, somebody who really doesn't know who we are can walk in, look at our menu, and pick something off it that they will enjoy and love. I think we're getting really, really close to attaining that goal. I believe in what we do is we put our heart and soul into it. Every cook, every day.
Where faces are tinted with red, painted with that subtle crimson rosacea.
It's nice to know I won't have to travel quite so far to satisfy that barbecue craving. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
The heart, the soul, and the belly. However, I am inclined to expand my experience with due diligence, gaining a greater portion of the practice of the wet art. Something rotisserie. Grillinate.